Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Republicans came out swinging. I'm being sarcastic. No, they laid down and voted with other Democrats in a Senate vote 67-32 to screw you out of over $1 trillion that they claim is going to go for infrastructure. How many Republicans sold out? A lot. 18 Republicans sold out on this radical Democratic infrastructure plan. Now, it's not just they sold out. It's what we know. We know that these 18 Republicans did not read the infrastructure bill. We're talking about Lindsey Graham. We're talking about Mitt Romney. We're talking about Orrin Hatch. We're talking about, a lot of Republicans that just went along with it, including Mitch McConnell. These 18 Senate Republicans did not read the bill. Now, I am not criticizing Democrats, and I want to make that very clear right now, because I knew they were going to vote for this. I expected it from them. It was Republicans' jobs, and these are the people of the swamp, to read the damn bill, to do their job. Now, of the 18 Senate Republicans that sold out, 17 of them voting Wednesday night to advance that $1.2 trillion radical infrastructure bill. And it's not infrastructure. Know that this has nothing to do with infrastructure. It's a disguise in the name of infrastructure, because who could, of course, be against infrastructure? The Senate voted to invoke cloture or advance H.R. 3684, the legislative vehicle for the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill. The vote featured Republican and Democrat support for the bill. And then the Senate voted 67 to 32. 17 Republicans in favor of invoking cloture on the bill, moving it forward. All of them voted for this procedural vote without reading the bill. Let me say that again. All of them voted for the bill to move forward without reading the damn bill. Why? Because it would have been impossible for them to read the bill that does not exist yet. That's how I know that I'm factually correct. Now, the media is not telling you this. There is no bill yet. Let me say it again. There is no bill yet. They just moved forward with $1.2 trillion in pork barrel spending, screwing you in the name of infrastructure, and none of them read the bill because it's impossible for them to read a bill that does not exist. The bill has still not been written, despite months of negotiations. So they're voting on a bill that they don't even know what the bill says yet, because the bill hasn't been written yet. Now, the Senate Republicans who voted with the Democrats on a $1.2 trillion slush fund include, and I'm going to name every name because many of you, depending on where you live, need to know what's happening here. Roy Blunt, Missouri. Richard Burr, North Carolina. Shelley Moore, West Virginia. Bill Cassidy, Republican, Louisiana. Mike Crapo, I love that guy's name, Republican, Idaho. Lindsey Graham, South Carolina. Mitch McConnell, Kentucky. Murkowski, Alaska. Rob Portman, Ohio. Jim Reich, Republican, Idaho. Mitt Romney, Republican, Utah. Tom Tillis, Republican, North Carolina. Todd Young, Republican, Indiana. Chuck Grassley, Republican. You know Chuck Grassley, Idaho. John Hoeven, Republican. Kevin Cramer, Republican, North Dakota, North Dakota. And Susan Collins, Republican from Maine. Now, Senator Mike Rounds, Republican, South Dakota, was absent but signaled that he would vote yes as well to advance the legislation, even though no one knows what the legislation is. No one's read the legislation because it hasn't been written yet. The Senate Republicans voted to advance a bill even though lawmakers haven't even drafted a physical bill yet. I want you to think about how corrupt that is. That's like you going out and buying a house and you don't even know what the house looks like and there aren't even plans for the house and you're just buying something without knowing what it's going to be. There may be no bathrooms, there may be no bedrooms, there may not be a closet. You don't even know how big the house is. But you just spent a bunch of money buying a house, an object that doesn't exist, with no plans for it. You don't even know what the plan is for the future of it. Think about how messed up that is. That is exactly what these Republicans did. How hard is it for these Republicans to stand up and say, no, not just no, but hell no. We don't advance bills that aren't bills. We don't vote to advance something when we don't even know what it is. That's not what we do. So when we have a bill that we can actually put our hands on and we can read the bill, we will then vote to move forward on a bill. But until that happens, call us old school. We don't advance legislation when there is no legislation to actually advance. That is what a normal and sane society would do. That is what normal and good conservatives would do. But remember, this is about screwing you out of $1.2 trillion. Trillion, not billion, not million, trillion. This is how they do it. There is no bill. There's not even a draft of a bill. And they're voting on moving legislation forward. Why would you do this? Because you don't want people to see what's in the bill? This goes back to something that happened, and you guys will remember this. Remember when Nancy Pelosi said, we won't know what's in the bill until we pass the bill, referring to Obamacare? And people thought it was like the most abusive, egregious statement ever by an elected official. And it worked, and she still kept her job and, hell, became the Speaker of the House again. Remember that? Once Democrats figured out that you can actually move legislation forward by naming it something or demanding that it move forward without you even knowing what it is, without even knowing what's in it, without having time to read what's in it, then you can pull this type of crap off, and that's exactly what happened.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from my this idea of what is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The White House is very excited about this infrastructure bill because they know they're about to get their hands on $1.2 trillion in pork barrel spending that they can do whatever the hell they want to do with it. They're fired up. Like, they're pumped. Now, we don't have a copy of the bill. We don't have a bill. It hasn't been written yet. Doesn't matter. We're fired up. Listen to what Jen Psaki had to say at the White House.
Part of his effort to lift up and talk about his Buy American agenda, as well as the infrastructure package. Finally, I just wanted to note that after additional engagement with the bipartisan group yesterday, we're enthusiastic about getting the bipartisan infrastructure plan across the finish line. Confident we'll be there soon. We were encouraged this morning by positive comments by Senator Romney. Our team remains hard at work, as do a number of the supporters on the Hill. With that, go ahead, Alex.
I love this. And we're really thankful for Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney, by the way, is auditioning for his next job. I want you to understand what Mitt Romney is doing right now. Mitt Romney is afraid he's not going to be able to get reelected. So what he's doing is he's planning his next job with a Democratic administration, and he wants to be an ambassador. So that's what he's setting himself up for right now. He's playing the ambassador game, and that's why he's working so diligently against the Republican Party, because I think he knows that there's not a sane Republican that's going to get in the White House that would ever appoint him to an ambassadorship. But a lot of Democrats would, because he's a useful idiot for them. It's the same thing we saw with Jeff Flake. Now he's going to, let's be an ambassador, right? You screw the Republicans. Hey, we'll give you a job. We'll give you a powerful, important job in our ambassadorship program. And you'll be a great voice for us around the world. That's how you play this game. And that's what Mitt Romney's doing. He's playing his exit strategy into another high ranking government official position that is an appointee of the President of the United States of America. So when you hear them say this, know why they're saying this. This is why it's being said. Plain and simple. Now, they're also excited about it because there's zero accountability. We don't know what's in the bill. They don't care, because this means we can just start spending money on whatever the hell we want to spend money on. This doesn't have to go for infrastructure either. If you think this is going to go for infrastructure, you're not paying attention. This does not have to go for infrastructure. If you don't believe me, let me let you hear what an actual senator had to say about infrastructure. Infrastructure is supposed to be roads and things like that. No. We're not doing that. Chuck Schumer just came out talking about this infrastructure package, and he says, I will not pass it, however, unless it has a reduction in carbon pollution, which actually has nothing to do with bridges and roads.
We feel an urgency to get it done. We know that we can't let this moment pass us by. It's our time to act. And as Majority Leader, I have made it clear I will not pass an infrastructure package that does not reduce carbon pollution at a scale commensurate with the urgency of the climate crisis we face. Plain and simple. And that's what Democrats intend to do. We're united in taking on the climate crisis as we move forward with a bold infrastructure plan, the Jobs and Family Plan. And through the bipartisan infrastructure bill and the budget reconciliation bill, the Senate will make our largest investments to tackle the climate crisis and environmental justice ever. in our nation's history. We're going to act in a bold and comprehensive way to reduce emissions, make our infrastructure resilient, create the green jobs of the future. The three legs of the stool that Joe Biden has so brilliantly put together in his plan include climate, economic justice for communities, particularly communities of color that have been left out, and jobs, good paying jobs. And in so many instances, like in the Clean Cars for America proposal, which I was proud to author and President Biden put into his plan, we have union support. We even have some industry support. It's spreading. Everyone knows the crisis. It's only the people with their head in the sand or some of our Republican colleagues who are in the palm of the oil, gas, and coal industry who don't realize it or who don't want to realize it. But the rest of the world and the rest of the country does. And so we're going to work to establish the reestablish the U.S. as the global leader in the fight against climate crisis, put our nation on a path to meet our president's bold commitment to reduce emissions by 50% in 2030.
Now, I played that for you, and I literally had to muzzle myself, all right? I played that for you and had to just muzzle myself to not interrupt because I wanted you to understand the dynamic of what you just were told. This is not a climate bill based on what he just said. This is a Green New Deal bill. This is a anti-oil and gas bill. This is a we must mandate certain things happen when it comes to green jobs. How did the infrastructure bill become green jobs? Somebody can explain that to me. I'd love to hear it. I mean, really, how do we get to this point? Can someone explain that to me? Because everything that Schumer was just talking about, saying it will not pass unless we have all of this in it, has nothing to do with infrastructure. It's a hardcore leftist agenda, a green agenda. Green jobs, green this, green that, green everything else. That's not infrastructure. But hey, when you advance a bill without a bill even being written, I guess you can do whatever the hell you want to do in that bill and make it a Green New Deal bill and just name it a infrastructure bill and spend $1.2 trillion on it. Nothing that he just said actually dealt with roads. I go back just a little bit. Listen to just a couple different points he made.
Economic justice for what? Communities, particularly communities of color that have been left out.
So we're doing economic justice, particularly for communities that have been left out. Let's start with that. Does that have anything to do with infrastructure? Does that have anything to do with bridges and roads?
Economic justice for communities, particularly communities of color that have been left out.
And he, by the way, really, really cares about that point. You want to know why? Because he slammed his fist down on the podium. You can hear that weird, you know, muffled sound of banging.
Climate, economic justice for communities, particularly communities of color that have been left out. And
yeah.
Jobs, good paying jobs.
Now, the infrastructure bill with these good paying jobs, what are they going to be in? Because it's not going to be apparently in building roads. So where's the money going? Are we going to start another Solyndra 2.0? Are we going to do these green jobs that we did under Obama that then all of a sudden the rich people at the top of the country make all the money at these companies, I should say? And then after they make all of their money, then the jobs disappear. After they have all their cash and the jobs just disappear, the companies go bankrupt and they shut it down, just like we did with the Obama administration. Is that how this works? If you want to get into a really good business right now, this is probably the business you need to get in, right? Just start some green job BS, all right? Just start it. Go for it. There's no downside to it. There's no way you can lose on it. They've got $1.2 trillion. Grab all the money you can get your hands on. Grab it now. Because that's what this administration's doing. And it's not just, I expect this from this administration. I did not expect this to come from all these scumbag Republicans who joined them. I will go back through this list. These are the Senate Republicans who voted for the Democrats' $1.2 trillion bill that hasn't even been written. Roy Blunt, Missouri. Richard Byrd, North Carolina. Shelley Moore, West Virginia. Bill Cassidy, Louisiana. Mike Crapo, Idaho, Lindsey Graham, South Carolina, Mitch McConnell, Kentucky, Lisa Murkowski, Arkansas, Rob Portman, Ohio, Jim Reich, Idaho, Mitt Romney, Utah, Tom Tillis, North Carolina, Todd Young, Indiana, Chuck Grassley, Idaho, John Hoeven, North Dakota, Kevin Cramer, North Dakota, Susan Collins, Maine. All of them voted for a bill that you don't even know what's in it. Nine Senate Republicans, by the way, have continued to negotiate with the Democrats and President Joe Biden's administration on this bill that would grant Biden his most significant legislative victory since he passed the $1.9 trillion coronavirus package, which didn't go to coronavirus. The legislation also likely to lead to the passage of the Democrats' $3.6 trillion reconciliation package, which includes climate change carve-outs, boosted welfare benefits to help them win the midterms, and tax cuts, mostly for Democrats in Democratic states. Senator Rick Scott, Mike Lee, Ron Johnson, Ted Cruz, Josh Hawley, Marsha Blackburn, and Mike Brom said they could not vote to advance the bill, believing they could not add more debt to the nation's $30 trillion deficit. Who cares, though, right? So let me tell you a little bit about what we know they're trying to get in the bill.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from my this idea of what is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I just got a list from a Senate staffer in D.C. that said, hey, we are starting to see some of the items that the Republicans voted for that are going to be slammed in this bill. I'm going to give you that list, all right, so you understand. Again, we voted to advance a bill that hasn't been written yet. Democrats and Republicans have done this. They claim that everybody must be for it because it would, quote, revitalize America's roads and bridges. That's Biden's exact words. Well, it also contains a crap load of stuff, apparently, that we had no clue was going to be in this bill because we haven't read the bill yet because it hadn't been put together yet. But these are things in private that are going to make its way into the bill, I'm being told by the Senate staffer. Number one. $73 billion of your tax dollars, they now say, will go for clean energy transmission. The Biden administration is saying this is a must. The single latest investment, they say, in American history to save the world. So we're going to spend $73 billion for clean energy transmission, whatever the hell that means. That's infrastructure now. $21 billion. It will be in this bill, I'm being told, to invest in environmental remediation. That's just going to go to a bunch of liberals who know congressmen and senators. They say that this is going to be added to the bill to address racial alleged disparities in environmental pollution. So it's a racial issue now, this environmental remediation. Got it. $21 billion tax dollars, poof, gone. $50 billion, I'm being told, is going to be in Western water infrastructure revitalization. The Biden administration said that people, again, another race thing in this bill, people of color are more likely to live in areas most vulnerable to flooding and other climate change-related weather events. So, again, we just blew $50 billion in Western water infrastructure revitalization. We don't even know what that is, but it's $50 billion of your tax dollars gone. $2.5 billion, we're being told, will be in this bill to develop zero-emission buses. $2.5 billion more for, quote, low-emission buses, and $2.5 billion for low-emission ferries. So 2.5, 2.5, and 2.5. Man, we're getting somewhere. I mean, that's pretty good money. $7.5 billion for that. Who cares? We're also going to spend another, in this bill, we're being told, $7.5 billion to help develop plug-in electric vehicles. So Tesla's not doing a good enough job with that. Nissan's not doing a good enough job with that. We need to now take $7.5 billion to help develop plug-in electric vehicles that have already been developed by Tesla and others in the private sector. Again, this is not going to change what Tesla's doing or Nissan or anybody else with electric vehicles. You have an electric F-150 pickup coming up. I don't think the federal government needs to be helping and wasting $7.5 billion to develop plug-in vehicles when we're about to get a pickup truck from Ford that is an electric pickup. I think we're there, folks. I really do think we're there. If you don't believe me, talk to Elon Musk and look at the stock value of Tesla. Here's my other favorite one. Now, we've been talking about billions. $73 billion for clean energy transmission, $21 billion for environmental remediation for minority communities, $50 billion for Western water and infrastructure to help people of color, $2.5 billion for zero-emission buses and ferries, and then $7.5 billion to develop plug-in vehicles that we already have developed that are on the roads right now. But this is the one that should really chap all of us. We apparently in this bill are going to give $66 billion to Amtrak for their maintenance backlog. Amtrak has a history of being unprofitable, and we're going to give them another $66 billion in subsidies to continue to be unprofitable. There you go. Biden's White House is claiming that this bill will help tackle the, quote, climate crisis and the growing economy substantially for decades to come. That's a lie. The 9 Senate Republicans that serve on the Bipartisan Infrastructure Working Group, spending endless days and nights, they claim, working with Senate Democrats and Biden to pass a bill that they haven't even written yet, include Richard Burr, Bill Cassidy, Susan Collins, Lindsey Graham, Lisa Murkowski, Rob Portman, Mitt Romney, Mike Rounds, and Tom Tillis. Senator Scott, Republican South Carolina, said he had to vote no on advancing the bill because lawmakers have yet to draft the legislative text. How do I vote on something I can't even read? Johnson told Breitbart News in an exclusive interview last night that the Senate Republicans that cooperated with Democrats in the infrastructure bill would be complicit in enabling the Democrats' extreme leftist agenda. Tim Scott put out a new tweet saying, "I voted no on infrastructure a week ago because there is no legislative text. My mind hasn't changed. There's still no legislative text or explanation on how to pay for the $1.2 trillion infrastructure plan." The president of the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget said in a statement today that they are extremely and deeply concerned that this legislation is not only not fully paid for, but contains many budget gimmicks to make it appear less expensive. It also relies on several phony offsets that will save money or no money. That includes, quote, taking credit for savings that have already occurred and reviving budget gimmicks like pension smoothing. Former President Trump trashed Republicans for dealing with his so-called bipartisan bill by saying, quote, hard to believe our Senate Republicans are dealing with the radical left Democrats and making a so-called bipartisan bill on infrastructure. With our negotiators headed up by the super rhino Mitt Romney, this will be a victory for the Biden administration and Democrats and will be heavily used in the 2022 election. It is a loser for the USA, a terrible deal, and makes the Republicans look weak, foolish, and dumb. It shouldn't be done. It sets an easy glide path for Dems to then go beyond what anyone thought was possible in future legislation. It will be a continued destruction of our country. Our borders are horrible. Crime is an all-time high. Taxes and inflation are going way up. The economy is going way down. And now this. Former President Trump added, don't do it, Republicans. Patriots will never forget. If this deal happens, lots of primaries will be coming your way. Now notice he called out super rhino Mitt Romney. I will say it again. This is Romney's exit strategy. What Mitt Romney is doing is Mitt Romney is saying, okay, Democrats, I'll be a Republican that you can work with to do whatever the hell you want to do as long as you give me my next big important job. He wants to be an ambassador, a major ambassador. And if you don't think that Joe Biden would give him that job, you're crazy. Keep him in the Senate until he's going to lose his job and then make him an ambassador. Make him an ambassador. That's all you got to do. Just make him an ambassador. That's it. Make him an ambassador. It only cost you $1.2 trillion to get Mitt Romney to be an ambassador. Not a bad gig if you can get it, right? I will say this again. Make sure that you call your congressman and your senator and you tell them to vote hell no on this. Do not move this legislation forward. Do not let them off the hook. Make it abundantly clear that this is unacceptable in the way that they're using your money, period. Also, make sure that you share this podcast with your family and friends so they know what is in the bill that hasn't even been written yet. I can't even believe I'm saying that statement, but it's actually accurate. We know what some of the things are going to be in it, but it hadn't been written yet. Please make sure you share this podcast with your family and friends, and I will see you back here tomorrow.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.